The president of the Republic of South Sudan has ordered SPLA troops to withdraw from parts of his reach. An orderly withdrawal has been taking place and will last for the 3 days.
Sudan said that its soldiers liberated the oil field by force. Is that true or not?
That is absolute lie. There is no truth in that, absolutely. We actually announced the withdrawal ahead of time, and it was only when they had announcements of our withdrawal, that's when they rushed to the media to say that they had taken it by force. That is not true, absolutely. This was a genuine response to the Security Council resolution that asked us to withdraw our troops, and the leadership of the Republic of South Sudan considered these appeals, including world leaders like President Obama, including China, the leadership of China, that our government took a decision to withdraw. They have never, nor did they ever enter Idlib. Our troops are being withdrawn in an orderly manner, as directed by the Commander-in-Chief, President Salva Kiir Mayardit. And incidentally, the decision to pull out from Pantol, which is Idlib, is without prejudice to our stand that Idlib remains an integral part of the Republic of South Sudan.
You previously said that you wanted the immediate demarcation, demilitarization, and deployment of peacekeepers in 6 key areas. Now, that hasn't happened, yet you've withdrawn from the area. Are you still looking for these things?
Absolutely. It takes a long time for the international community, as well as the United Nations and the Security Council, for them to begin to see those things done. It takes time. It takes negotiations. But that is the position we believe we are in. That's why we have responded to the issue of withdrawal, as Security Council has directed, to have a peace forum to discuss all these issues. All those issues are on the table of the Security Council, and they will see how this process will be enhanced. Immediate demarcation of the south-north border to 1-1-1956 is critical. It is important because once you do that, all these 6 contested areas will automatically be seen where they fall. So it helps the peace process. It helps the justification of the case.
How much of the decision to withdraw was down to the visit of the U.S. envoy, Princeton Lyman?
Lyman brought the message of the American government, and indeed we did inform him. When informed by our president, we were initially attacked. We were not the people who started this war. It was the Republic of Sudan, using militia, using holy warriors, as they call it, the Mujahideen, using militia groups to attack our position of our army. And when our army repulsed them, we pursued them beyond his reach. He had to be informed, and also why the Republic of South Sudan says Pantol, Idlib, is within our territory.